Welcome to the show.
Oh, there
wow.
You go.
Yeah. What it do, everybody?
What it
welcome
do?
To the show.
Welcome to Luffy's Wardrobe.
Oh, boy. Here we are.
September 22nd, 2025. It's currently 8:37, 45 seconds. Post-Meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Wappy, with my co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, live from the studio. Live from the Wappy Green Room in the Muffle. We're going to do calls tonight. There's no connecting theme between any of these calls.
Everyone, go get Kingdom Horny. It's on Steam now.
Kingdom Horny.
Kingdom Horny.
We're not
check
sponsored.
It out. On Steam. Not a sponsor.
I don't know anything about this. You could endorse like gangs, like hypothetically you could endorse street gangs and I'd say it along with you.
Shout out to all my Juggalo homies.
Free LaFour.
Free LaFour.
With the CBG or something? That sounds like a street gang to me. Shout out to Jay Glock.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the
shout
show.
Out to Rosin.
Shout out to Rosin.
What's up, guys?
Shout out to MF Doom.
Do I sound fine? Do I sound
yeah.
Like
I'm flipping. Without further ado, let's get this phone ringing. Let's get the phone ringing.
Let's get to the show. Welcome
let's
to
the
show.
And I think everything
come out on the show.
Should work.
Call box.
If you're listening on the Mumble, you're 15 seconds in the future.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express and Suites, Medicine Hat, Alberta. To speak with a guest or front desk agent, please dial 0. For any other contact.
Oh. I guess I have to speak to them. Hi.
Front desk, I am speaking.
Hi, front desk lady. How do we, I saw someone doing something out there and it was confusing me.
What's that, sorry?
They were making a hat.
Did you call central reservations before?
Yeah. Well, I'm calling the hotel, right?
Yeah.
You're on 9th. I saw someone making a hat there. They were like
I'm
knitting
sorry,
it.
What do you mean? Like
and sewing it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It had like a wide brim.
And where is that?
Parking lot.
Okay, we're gonna go check it now then.
Are they allowed to do that? Make a hat like that? The way they were doing it? Like that style?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm just going to go check how it's done.
It's different. It's different, but I'm not scared of it. I just want to know if that is, like, a real thing they are allowed to do there.
And do you know if it's, like, a guest or just homeless people outside?
I don't know if, like, maybe a guest, maybe a homeless people. They had, like, a sewing machine and needles and threads. No, not like not like shooting up drug needle, but like a sewing needle.
Oh, okay, yeah. We're gonna go check. Do you know which side of the parking lot that will be?
Whenever you look, whenever you're looking out from in, it's like on the left.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's stage right.
On the left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stage right.
Okay, we're gonna go check on that. But
are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to make a hat like that, though? Because I kind of want some of that hat. No. If they're allowed to make hats or distribute hats, I would like a hat.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't have any headwear. I have no headwear at all, ma'am.
Okay.
Like a makeshift farmer's market, like sort of hat stand situation, if we can do that.
Yeah, I don't think so. So I'm just going to go check it now. We're going to just call the police so they can take
call the police on the men
that,
making
okay?
hats. And that sounds reasonable to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, because I'm not...
If someone's making a hat, you call the police and then they like arrest them and beat them and shoot them and like they get the dogs on them or something? And that sounds good to you? That's
no,
like totally
not
reasonable?
About that.
Like the hat police? You're not allowed to make hats in Canada anymore? What's this country come to? You can't even make a hat. Welcome to the show. I'm your host.
Welcome to the show.
I'm your host, Whoopi. This is Whoopi's wardrobe. There's no connecting themes between any of these phone calls. I don't know what the
phone calls.
Whenever you make it ring.
What are you talking about?
Oh, when you make it ring, they pick up.
Oh, there's calling on the phone.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Okay. El Water Lake Lodge and Resort. Please hold.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Hey man, how's it going tonight? I just wanted to ask you, like, what do you think about, like, Steam? You like video games?
Sorry?
Like, can I, like, play video games down there? Like,
where?
In the lobby?
Lobby, we don't have any screen.
Well, no, I have the screens. Like, I got the whole setup and everything. I'm just looking for a place to come on down and just, like, play some video games. Like, I'll let you play with me. We can play together. We have some co-op games.
No, sir.
So I can't?
We don't have place to place the screen and in the lobby. Well,
yeah, but like I'll bring down furniture from my room.
Yeah, you can bring in your room and you can play.
Well, no, I mean, I'll bring the furniture down. I'm just like, I'm a little lonely, I guess, and I'm just kind of looking for somebody to play some video games with, or even just like, you know, watch me play some video games and talk to me a little bit, I guess.
No, sir.
That's not cool, like if I brought some stuff downstairs.
I don't understand what you're speaking, first of all.
I'm speaking English. I don't know about
the
festival.
No, but you're asking me about the company, right? I'm not that person to give you the company.
I'm not asking about the company. I'm not asking about the company. I'm asking if I can come down there and, like, play some video games.
In your room.
Well, right, but, like, I was hoping maybe, like, a great group of guys would show up while I was playing the video games.
So you want to book the room?
Well, no, I'm in the room right now. I've been smoking cigarettes under my bed and playing video games up here, but I was hoping maybe I could take it down there and, like, maybe some other guests or the people working in the lobby
want
to hang out. Oh, yeah. I've been here. I'm chilling.
You're in which room?
Just had a steak and cheese. I'm in, like, the bedroom portion of the room, I guess. I'm, like, sitting on the bed right now watching TV.
You're in which room, sir?
Right, I'm in, like, the main room.
You're in the main lodge? Room number?
Oh, I don't remember. It's been a little while since I've gone out. I was taking, like, some dabs earlier, so I'm, like, really high.
Okay.
So that's cool if I come down there then, and I'll play some video games in the lobby and, like, maybe I'll make some friends.
Okay,
sweet.
Okay.
I'll be down there in a little while. Okay. All right. I just gotta, like, you know, I'm a little couch locked right now, so I gotta, like, get my bearings, if you will.
Hello?
All right, well, yeah, I'm here. I've been here. You're telling me that it's fine, so, like, I guess I'll just come and get, like, I'll bring down, like, one of the little nightstands, I guess. I'll bring that downstairs, and then I'll get, like, my monitor that I have. It won't be the TV from the room. I won't do anything with that, but, like, I have one with me. So I'll just bring that downstairs, plug in my computer. I'm doing it. I'm getting there. Like, calm down. I have a lot of stuff to do, and I'm really high. Like, that's a lot of things that I have to do.
Oh, what a rude woman hanging up like that.
Fucking rude people on my records.
Wow.
If
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I don't know how loud everything is. Everything's weird on my end. Nothing's standard. I touch on the knobs and then it's a certain loudness.
I feel cold.
Yeah, I think you're a little quiet, but I'll boost your audio up on my end.
Oh, okay.
That way I don't risk, right. You don't risk clipping.
Right, how are my fingerboard noises coming? Are they coming through good, the fingerboard noises?
Yeah.
He's making
noises.
Can you
hear me fingerboarding?
Fingerboard.
Okay, cool. As long as y'all can hear me doing my sick-ass dick flips, I'm happy.
I'm about to shove a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
What is wrong with wasted memory? I think wasted memory is broke.
Why?
I think he's broke. 5 managers, 5 bosses, 5 lookouts, 5 boys, 5 gals, 5 hackers, 5 boombas, 5 guys, 5 kick dick flips, that's what's up, 5 balls. Thank you for all the Patreon subscribers, 5 managers, 5 bosses, 5 lookouts, 5 boys, 5 guests, 5 hackers, 5 boomers, 5 guys, 5 kick dick flips, 5 balls, 5 you asshole, 5 managers. Five up, says Carthor. Welcome to the show. We're going to read the chat tonight.
Five
We're just going to read the chat.
Just the chat.
No prank calls. We're just reading the chat.
Oh my god,
y'all
why is
pranked.
Why is the phone ringing then?
I don't hear it. Oh.
Oh. It's ringing.
Best Western Premier, Executive Assistant in Medicine Hat. For reservations, press 1.
Please.
For hotel information, press 2. For sales, marketing, and groups, press 3. For Denny's and Bar 1, press 4.
They got Denny's?
Press 5.
You want to talk to Denny's?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to talk to Denny's.
Dale.
Denny's, Bar 1, how can I help you?
Hi, do you guys serve matcha tea there?
We don't, unfortunately.
I have a couple of questions. Also, I'm in the bathroom. And I'm about to shove a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Oh, she hung up immediately. Do you want to try again? Or are you satisfied?
Yeah, I'll try again. Fuck, why not?
I'm not sure if I should call the hotel part of that number.
You should.
I could. I'll do that.
That's a very rude lady at the Denny's.
Well, you can't just do that at Denny's.
Can I green out in the Denny's parking lot?
Best Western Premier and Executive Residency in Medicine Hat. For reservations, press 1. For hotel information, press 2. For sales, marketing, and groups, press 3. For Denny's and Bar 1, press 4. For front desk, press 5. Thank you.
You gotta listen to the phone tree.
Best Western Premier and Executive Residency Medicine Hat. Myra speaking. How may I help you today?
You're very good, Excellency. How's your night going?
It's going fantastic, sir. How can I assist you?
So I'm up in the room, right? Best believe I'm greening out right now. I'm in 212. I'm greening out right now. As we speak, I'm greening out.
Is you're having a marijuana overdose, which really all you need is cookies and milk.
Yes, that's what they say. What kind of nonsense are you speaking? I'm seeing shit through the eyes. I smoke marijuana and what is that stuff? Salvia. That shit's strong. I need some pills.
Yeah,
you have any pills?
Salvia, unfortunately, you'd be really high. You wouldn't be able to talk to me right now. So unfortunately, I don't think you're having issues, sir. So you have a great day.
I'm at 212. Come get me.
Mark, bro, chill out. You're gonna get us kicked out.
Oh, she hung up.
Oh.
Marijuana overdose.
Marijuana. Greening out. Marijuana overdose. There's no such thing. It's called having too good a time.
I need to make notes.
Oh. See, like, that lady ruled. I wish I could have talked to her. I'm sorry I just jumped in, but I thought it would be funny.
That's what you do here on Wealthy's Wardrobe. Anything goes. I'm not... I mean, we are in the green room.
Yep. And what that means is if you'd like
to... Are you playing the new version of the new skate game?
Right this second? No, I'm just playing with a video board, yeah. It is.
You're playing Skate 3 with your hands.
I'm playing, like, Rodney Mullen Simulator. I just keep doing, like, truck stands and pressure flips. Big flips. Whose turn is it? Whoopi's turn. Whoopi's turn.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Days in Medicine Hat. This is Team speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Team. I saw someone making a hat outside.
Making a what? Sorry?
A hat.
A hat?
Yeah. They had, like, a sewing machine, and they had, like, felt and fabric, and, like, they had, you know, that little thing
Beautiful.
That makes it stiff?
Oh, I sure hope that it's, you know, it's a decent hat, you know. That would be really like cool. You know, perhaps a jaunty cap would be awesome, you know. So, all right.
Nice
okay,
hat.
Well, anyway, I am
allowed?
Really busy, so thanks for calling, though. I appreciate it.
I'll give you a hat. How's that sound?
Wow.
Oh, that sounded vaguely threatening.
She didn't want to hear about the medicine hat.
It's just a regular hat. No medicine allowed. I don't think that really counts as a phone call, but I'll mark it down as... Does.
That whole town is cultural appropriation. You don't know what a medicine hat is?
I have to try again.
You know that
that's cultural appropriation.
Right.
That it was cultural appropriation, and that call was racist.
Uh-oh.
It was racist.
Hello, and welcome
Jail.
To the Medicine Hat Lodge Resort, Casino, Spa, and Convention Center. If you know the extension of the person or department you wish to speak with, please enter the number now. If you are contacting a hotel guest and know the room number, please dial 7, followed by the room number. For all other inquiries, please listen to the following options.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
Oh, no. I never speak to rooms. I don't know why I decided to speak to a room.
The hotel guest you are trying to reach is not available right now. If you'd like to leave a message...
Okay, we'll just call again. And we'll speak to a front desk. Free LaFour.
Hello, and welcome to the Medicine Hat Lodge Resort, Casino, Spa, and Convention Center. If you know the extension of the person or department you wish to speak
Shout
with...
Shout out King Vaughn, R.I.P. R.I.P. King Vaughn.
A hotel guest... and know the room number, please dial 7, followed by the room number. For all other inquiries, please listen to the following options.
Listen to the phone tree.
For hotel reservations, press 1. Catering, sales and administration departments, press 2. For our food and beverage departments, press 3. For hotel tenants such as casino, spa, the gift shop, and hair salon, press 4. For the housekeeping, lost and found, and maintenance departments, press 5. For all other inquiries and the front desk, please dial 0.
Oh, sorry.
Please hold on. The person you are trying to reach is not available right now. I'll record your message at... I'll transfer you now.
Okay. Did that work?
Thank you for calling Medicine Hat Lodge. Can you please hold?
Can I? Am I allowed to? Because I saw someone outside making an impact.
Huh?
I saw someone outside making an impact there.
Outside?
Yeah, they're making an impact.
Where?
Outside and inside. They're just changing stuff.
Okay, yes. Can you please hold on?
No, I can't hold on anymore because my fingers are slipping. Like that. It's gonna. That's.
She had no time for your games.
Not at all. Well, that's what happens when you make an impact. That number seems like a lot of fun, but I have a casino there. I shouldn't call it more than twice. Does that count as a call?
Yeah, you're on your third strike, though. So. Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Town Place Suites by Marriott Medicine Hat. Press 1 for reservations or stay on the line and an agent will be with you shortly.
An agent? No, I want front desk.
I'm sorry, I did not hear your selection. Please re-enter.
There you go.
I'll transfer you now.
You better. Oh, I shouldn't play DTMF tones into the phone. Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up. No, I'm not. It's too long. This is the part where the show gets really serious. Welcome to Wuppie's Wardrobe. I'm your host, Wuppie, with my co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, with guest Rosin. We need to free LaFour.
LaFour. Free my man.
Yeah, and Street Gangs, and Jay Glock in the house. Live.
Oh, Yang Gang. XXX rated. Y'all don't even know what time it is. What time is it, Whoopi?
It's currently 9:00 and 30 seconds. Post meridian. 9 on the dot.
Eastern Standard Time.
And if you're further west, it's probably 8 or 7 or 6 or 5 or 4 or 3.
You could get yourself a sandwich.
Sandwich.
Go on down to Subway and get yourself a sandwich.
Subway shop. I took the sock off the microphone.
No more socks.
No more socks.
You ain't been wearing no socks.
Where's my... I'm looking... Oh, it's right there. That's where...
I'm out here just trying to land a sweet 360 flip. Landing everything else instead. Don't even know.
It's triple-dibble-dick-flip.
TripleDickFlip.com. Make shit.
Because he said LaFour was protecting his homies or whatever, but it sounds to me more like gang activity.
It's my turn, and I'm not going to do a good call either.
Oh, it is your turn?
Yep. Yeah, that was strike three, yeah, man. Yeah, but it's not what's popping, homeboy? I'm going down there. Hello? I'm up in the room right now. Hello? I'm in my room right now. I was, like, playing with my fingerboard and everything, and I'm, like, just doing, like, 360 flips, and, like, I was riding around in the sink, you know, like a bowl, like, because, you know, it's a fingerboard, so you can just kind of ride through it and everything. But my truck's kind of stuffed up a bunch of the surfaces I was grinding with, and, like, it's not super noticeable, but I'm really hoping I can, like, buff it out and not get, like, a cleaning fee or whatever.
Oh, she gets a bitch.
Well, I get my mulligan now.
Mulligan.
Welcome to JuniorRat.com.
Oh my, it's not... No.
Go to juniorrat.com.
Free La 4.
Free La 4. I don't even know. Gang shit.
CBG or something. That's a gang. That's a gang.
CBG is a gang. CBG is a cannabinoid.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Like cannabis?
Part of the... It's a cannabinoid.
Cannabinoid.
It's a cannabaminaminoid.
It's a cannabinoid.
Cannabinoid. It's .com. Five fingerboards. I wish I had five fingerboards. I have two, and one of them's a bigger piece of shit than this one.
All of our agents are busy visiting other guests at this time.
How do you know?
Because all the born-again Christians are trying to say the rapture tomorrow.
Don't they say that like every year?
Yeah, the Bible says there's the Bible says no man knows the date or time, so they're just trying to postpone the apocalypse. That's what's happening. Because if you just keep saying that the apocalypse is going to be tomorrow, it will never happen, according to the Bible.
Technically, you want to know something interesting? The rapture happens when you die.
Yeah, probably. Somewhat accurate if you have a fancy imagination.
Hello?
Hey man, what's going on?
Not much, how are you?
I'm pretty good, I'm pretty baked, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I've been up here in my room smacking my Puffco around like it was owed me money or whatever. But I just wanted to ask you a couple questions, like, mostly about the room, but first and foremost, how are you doing tonight? Are you well?
I'm doing well, buddy.
Alright, that's cool. So basically, I was just wondering, like, is this like all the other hotels where, like, it's fine if you smoke in the room as long as you do it under the bed?
No.
Oh, are you sure? Because, like, every hotel I've ever been in, they say no smoking, but every time I just do it under the bed and they don't catch me, I guess?
No.
But, like, so I was just wondering, like, so are you sure, though? Because, like...
Positive.
Like I said, it's, you know... Sometimes I have to flip the mattress over, because the top of the mattress will stink like a sweaty old man or something. But then you just flip it over, the bottom doesn't smell like anything, because then you smoke and you get that sweaty old man smell out. And it's a good time. But like I said, I am very high, so like, you know, like... Kind of hard for me to even ask this next question, but would it be cool if I came down there and played some video games in like the lobby?
No.
Why?
Because we don't have a lobby.
You don't have a lobby? Like, where are you right now? Where did I check in? Like, what are you talking about? Like, wherever it was that I checked in, like, can I come down there and play some video games?
Which motel are you at, anyways?
Your motel.
You're not at my motel.
How do you know? Is there nobody checking in?
Because I know. Nope.
There's nobody checking in. Should you know everyone personally that's staying there?
Nope.
Are you like a private eye?
Nope. Nobody has checked in at all today, brother.
I didn't say I checked in today. When did I say I checked in today? I don't remember, bro. I've been up here dabbing for like, it feels like a week. I'm on vacation.
Not here.
I'm at the Hat Motel. I picked it because I like hats. I am, brother. I was wearing my hat when I checked in. I'm in the room that you guys assigned to me.
What room are you in?
The one that you gave me when I signed in.
No, sorry.
What do you mean you're sorry? Why, you haven't done anything.
You're not at my motel.
Are you sure? Because, like, if I'm not at your motel and I'm at the Hat Motel at 9th Street in the place to be, you know what I'm talking about, Medicine Hat style. If I wasn't here right now... Or if I'm not there where you are right now, then that might mean that I'm stuck in-between dimension. Have you thought of that? Maybe the parallel dimension version of you is downstairs thinking, like, what about that cool guy who came in with his fingerboard and his Puffco peak, and he was just getting really baked? Like, he was really cool. But, like, I don't
know.
Sorry,
brother, but you're... Sorry, man, but...
But how do you know? Like, how do you know?
Because I know. Because I'm
but
the one
what,
who checked people
what gives
in.
It away? So what? Like, I'm not, like, because I'm
so,
not a
I know
gentleman.
It.
Like, I'm pretty normal.
I know everybody
like
that's
down there, like, how do you know them? Like, personally? Like, y'all are friends?
That's my job, to know everybody. That's here.
So y'all are friends, like you know them all, like you got them on Facebook or something?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you could use a friend. And that's what I'm saying, I can come down there and we can play some video games. Like I was just, there's like a, an opportunity
good,
to
brother.
Bond with another human. We need more unity on this planet. Like, there's so much war and fighting, and everybody hates each other, and you can't say the N-word anymore. Like, terrible. This sucks.
All right, my brother, you have a good night, okay?
Yeah, man, like, I don't know what is so shocking about, like, we can't all love each other. Like, why can't I come down there and play some video games with you? We can play, like, Call of Duty. I got Modern Warfare. It'll be, like, just like 15 years ago.
No thanks, my brother, I'm good.
All right, so as long as I'm smoking under the mattress, everything's cool. And, because, like, nobody's complained, right? Because I've been up here for a little while. I've probably gone through, like, a few packs. But, you know, to be honest, I told you I'm on vacation.
It's all good, my man. You have yourself a good night.
Doug, I'm having the best night. But, like, I'm trying to make it a little bit better. Come down there. I'll bring some soda. And, like, I got my TV and my Xbox. We'll play some Modern Warfare.
No thanks, brother.
What do you like? What games do you like? I got a hard drive with all the Xbox games. And just plug it into the Xbox. You don't play video games?
No.
So you're out there just smashing puss on the regular, huh? The real... A real box smasher.
All right, brother. You have yourself a good night.
Yeah, man. You too. I hope you
okay.
You know, have a great time on your sexual conquest.
Okay. Good night, brother.
Okay. I love you.
Okay.
He didn't love me.
He didn't love you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Talk to me for a while, though.
Yeah, I couldn't help it, I'm sorry. Like, I can't help it. A finger slipped. A real box smasher here on Whoopi's Wardrobe every September 22nd, 2025. It's currently 9/11.
Hey, that's
seconds.
My birthday.
Congratulations. Wait, that sounded...
Your birthday was 11 days ago. Congratulations.
That was an accidental mean tone for me.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to
You're
the show.
You're listening
Whoopi's
to Whoopi's Wardrobe. It's 9/11 post-meridian Eastern Standard Time on September 22nd, 2025. Every September 22nd, 2025. Welcome to the show. If you're listening on the mumble, you're 15 seconds in the future. Future to those weirdos listening on rogueserver.com/whoopee. Join the mumble if you'd like to make a prank phone call. And yeah, I'm really fucking high, so that was a lot of words to say. How's everybody's night?
Yay! You forgot some words. You didn't even mention that you're the co-host, Jimmy Skrugs. I'm the host, Whoopi, with our guest.
Who cares about that? The show is Whoopi. It's the Whoopi show. This is the Whoopi show. The Whoopi show starring Whoopi.
There's
a co-host. His name's Buckshot, I think, or something. I don't know. Some dickhead.
To the show.
We're calling.
I don't know.
It's not my turn.
Rosin.
Okay.
Oh, this is McDonald's, apparently. Looks like it's going to change to a no on the list. I'm making a list.
Checking it twice.
Yeah. I have no idea what this is.
Hi, I'm in your guys' parking lot right now, and I think there's an issue going on in between the cars and the tow truck driver. The tow truck driver in the parking lot, I believe, is doing something with the cars. Can you do something about that or no?
Can I just hold?
No. You see here, ladies and gentlemen, she's gonna go check if there's something actually happening. Is there something actually happening? Who knows? We're gonna find out.
Thanks for holding. How may I help you?
Is this the manager?
Who's this?
This is the manager. My name is Sir. My name is Sir.
Yeah.
There's an ongoing issue going on in your guys' parking lot that you guys are not acknowledging.
Parking lot?
The tow truck. Yeah. The tow truck driver is currently on his phone playing, I think, Lego Star Wars? I'm not too sure, but he has like a lightsaber in his pocket.
I'm not sure, sir, what you're talking about, parking lot and a truck driver. I'm not sure.
There's a tow truck driver just sitting outside the parking lot. He's ready to take those vehicles.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see. Camera down.
He hung up.
What a cunt.
What a rude man. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. About to
live. Oh.
Vape some cannabinoid.
Cannabaloid.
I like cannabaloid. My goodness. This is some wonderful, wonderful bud. I will not lie.
Hey, Whoopi. Not yeah. Whoopi. Hey, bat shit.
What?
Hello, what?
Oh, you're looking
quiet. Do you have Jeter joints? Do you have Jeter joints?
No, we don't have Jeters where I work, at least. Holy fuck, this is a really nice nug, too. Jesus Christ, bro. What the hell?
Oh, I have to turn that down.
Wow. Right, yeah, holy crap. I can't prime that up right now.
I'm gonna go.
Nice looking.
I struck out.
Good evening, Garage Pub.
Hey, Garage Pub. I got some food from you all, and I'm not sure how to do it.
You want to order food?
Medicine Hat.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
We're on Skip the Dishes if you want it delivered, or you can do an order and then pick it up here in the hat at the restaurant.
Oh, I have a Medicine Hat. Am I allowed to bring that in?
You have which way?
A medicine hat. It's a hat that has medicine in it.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, and I'm allowed to have that then, huh?
Yeah.
It produces, this medicine, some of it produces like a cloud. But it's for, a medical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm allowed to produce a cloud for medical?
Not inside the building, no.
Oh.
You still would have to do that outside.
I can produce a cloud outside.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the cops are pretty stringent about that being an outside thing. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And then what about...
But you can definitely have it outside for medicinal,
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is the dog allowed in?
It would only be allowed outside on the patio.
Okay.
We don't allow dogs inside unless they're service animals.
Okay.
Because we have an open line kitchen, so...
Oh, that makes sense. Because, like, he's like a cook dog, you know what I mean? He, like, whenever I cook at home, he helps me, like, test it and make sure it's, like, not poisoned.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're allowed on the patio. They're just not allowed inside.
Okay. He's kind of like a hero dog, I guess.
Okay.
I don't have any more questions for you at this time.
Okay. Have a good night, then.
I love you. Oh, she didn't say I love you back. My heart's broken. These things are to be expected tonight on Whoopi's Wardrobe. I'm your host, Whoopi. My co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. And yes, Scared. And Rosin. I'm gonna... Alright, Rosin, you said you wanted to go again? The order's messed up tonight.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. This is, do you want to talk to Tim Hortons or a liquor store?
Tim Hortons?
Yeah, Tim Hortons then. Okay. Hopefully they pick up. You are a little bit quiet, but I'm scared for you to change anything, lest you click.
Yeah, I realize I put my, like, I'll send a picture of it later, but I just put everything back to low.
Okay.
I don't know if, yeah.
Come on, pick up.
Pick up.
Oh, they didn't pick up. They didn't pick up at all. How disappointing.
Fucking people.
Let me see if there's fucking, you want a gas station?
Yeah, I want a gas station. Fuck yeah, dude.
Let's get you a gas station.
I like the stock music you're playing.
I guess they're called gas bars here.
Gas bars?
Yeah, it's different.
You would just refill on gas and just get drunk? That's how DUIs happen.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Gonna be another no.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, I wonder if I should call all the numbers that say no on them on some show. I'm pretty sure that'll just result in like 1,000. Okay, that number's in there twice. I'm pretty sure that will just result in 1,000 ringing phones, though.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
What I'd do if I had $1,000,000. 1,000 ringing phones at the same time.
7-Eleven, Strachan Road, how may I help you?
Hi, 7-Eleven. I had an issue with the item I purchased. It seemed to be not working.
All right, what did you get?
So I ended up buying this gift card for like a website, and the website says I needed more funds, but I put enough funds already, and it seems like the gift card's not working at all. Do you know what Steam is?
Unfortunately, instead of calling us, there should be a phone number on the gift card.
I already called them. They told me to call you guys. They said to contact Steam support, so I ended up contacting you. Because you guys are Steam support. I'm just trying to figure out this for my grandson, to be honest.
Yeah, unfortunately, after we have sold the product, in the case of the gift cards there, there's nothing we as the store here can do about it afterwards.
Oh, no.
Unless it just wasn't activated, then that's on us. However, it is activated when it's purchased.
Damn. So you're telling me this shit don't work? I mean, it says redeem gift card, but what does redeem mean? Do you know what redeem means? Is it like a fancy word for like entering the code in?
For anything else regarding the gift card, you're going to have to call either a number on the gift card there or contact the company some other way. Because as soon as the cards is sold, we're no longer involved in it.
All right, because I have a second issue. The second issue is that I purchased Dr. Pepper, right? And it seems to be flat. Even though it says it's diet. Do you guys have regular Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, we only sell regular Dr. Pepper, I believe.
Not even that fancy one. Gosh darn it. What was that noise? Hey man, I was wondering if you can just hang up the fucking phone. Hang up the phone. I'm gonna have my dogs come get you if you don't hang up the phone.
Well, that sounds violent. You can't say a dog is gonna get you. Sir, there's no dogs aren't gonna get you, I don't think. Right?
That sounds like a threat, and we should almost call police.
Oh my god.
That.
I told you.
No!
I told you not to do it.
No!
We're going to jail, dude. Sir, he's going to jail over this.
He already hung up, bro. I'm not going anywhere.
They're gonna raid my house, and they're gonna arrest me.
They're gonna raid you out.
Oh, you're gonna look like little Elian Gonzalez.
Welcome to the shop.
It's
Whoopi,
like that
your host.
Picture, but it's Whoopi's face.
I'm your host, Whoopi, co-host Jimmy Scruggs, a man soon to be behind bars, Rosin.
Rosin, going to jail.
I go straight to jail.
Straight to jail. The police are coming to see you, I think.
Better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Whoopi's wardrobe.
You're going to fucking jail, brother.
It's September 22nd,
the Whoopi show.
Currently 9:26.
Over on Rogue Server.
40 seconds.
.com.
What is the Rogue Server?
Rogue Server. There's a rogue server. It's a server where you can listen to prank calls or make prank calls or listen to other things if they ever happen on a rogue server. Because they probably won't. But they could. They might happen. It might be a big surprise for Don't Sweat the Stereo fans. But.
We don't know.
We don't want to talk about that.
I got the phone ringing.
Thank you
live.
For calling Wyndham Garden Medicine Hat Conference
yeah.
Center.
Oh,
please
man.
Listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1.
To cancel
a reservation, please press 2. To modify an existing reservation or to speak to the front desk, please press 3.
Talk to those fools.
I think
that's a threatening phone call. That's funny.
You're a threatening phone call.
I like this new dog bark sound.
That mailbox is full and cannot accept any
Jeez.
New messages. Please try again at another time.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Wyndham Garden Hotel. If you know the room number of the person you're trying to reach, you can dial it at any time during this greeting, or
Ooh.
To reach the front desk, dial 0. Thank you, and have yourself a great day.
I dialed 1
You are being transferred to 112.
Boy. This could get spicy.
Ringing? Doing anything?
Hello, and thank you for calling the Wyndham Garden Hotel. If you know
the press 0.
You are being transferred to the operator.
This phone's busted.
I think those edibles are kicking in. Oh, yeah. Where are my dogs at?
Thank you for calling the Sun Deck in Medicine Hat. If you know the room number, please dial it now. If not, dial 0 for the front desk. Thank you and have a...
Try and give me a room.
Oh, I'll get you a room.
Right. Me. Own a drink. Go play video games with somebody. What room is it? Type in chat.
Thank you for calling.
1, 2, 3.
That sound, like, infinitely looping behind a call is a funny idea. Like, oh no, I'm stuck in this thing!
The machine.
Oh no. It's gonna be like that. The sound is so funny.
I'll try one more room and then we'll go to the.
Alright. Yeah, I'm getting tired of the phone ringing. What room is this?
you know the room number, please dial it now. If not, dial zero for the
front
desk.
Yeah.
Thank you and have a good day.
Welcome to the show. You're being pranked live. All right, turn the sound off. I don't want to do that call. It's too funny.
Oh, the phone's ringing. Welcome to the show. Yeah. The phone's ringing.
Welcome to the show where the phone rings. This is a room?
Yeah, I think it's 103.
All right. Yeah, just give up on it. You should just call the front desk. Okay, please, please. Please end that. Please. It's like I said, my edibles are kicking in. I took that bong rip, but now I'm just like, wow. This is going to be hard enough. I hate you so much. This show's over. There's no more show after tonight, everybody. This is the last episode of Whoopi's World. Hey, man, what's going on?
Good.
That's good. I was wondering, do you think I could come down there and play some video games in the lobby?
Sorry?
I was hoping I could come down there and play some video games in the lobby.
No.
Why?
Who is this?
It's James.
Who, James?
James Scruggs.
Are you staying with us?
Yeah.
Which room?
I'm in the room that it's kind of like the main room where there's the bed. Oh. Can you let me do a call without the fucking sound that's making me geek the fuck out? That sound is hilarious, but it's just making me fucking giggle my ass off. Oh, the Vanilla Gorilla.
Vanilla Gorilla.
Oh, sound effect. God. It was so funny. Because I'm just thinking, oh no, I'm stuck in a tunnel. But I don't want to scare people, even if it's funny.
Hey, this is the Powell's metaphor.
I don't want people to be scared. I just want them to be confused.
Thank you for calling the Powell's Motel, Medicine Hat. If you know the room number of the guest you are trying to reach, please enter it now.
Am I trying again?
Desk, please touch zero.
One room number, but that's it. Because, I wouldn't mind trying to play video games with somebody in their room. Again. Spoiler alert.
Hello, you have reached room 123. Please leave a message after the tone. Thank you. Goodbye.
No message.
Well, you could hear your stuff in the background there on that answering machine.
Yeah, that sounds like they had to record a voicemail message for every fucking room.
Oh, that must have been fun doing that.
Yeah, I bet.
Thank you for calling a Powell's Motel, Medicine Hat. If you know the room number of the guest, you are being transferred to the operator.
All right, let's try not to fucking geek.
I won't
dick.
Hello, Powell's Motel?
Hey, man, how's it going tonight?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? Hello? Is there shit in your phone? What the fuck is wrong with you?
What a jerkhead. What a total jerkhead. It doesn't count.
Anus Eyes is in the chat, everybody.
Welcome.
Anus Eyes is here.
Welcome to the show. Shoot, do you want a hotel or a convenience store? Or
Everything's... Our convenience store works, because, like, I could come down there and play video games.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna, like, back my truck up. I got a TV in the back and everything.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueZoomer.com/Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy. Doing the mumble. You're doing the mumble and you make a phone call. You make a phone call. Just don't put me in jail. God damn it, Canada. Aren't you supposed to be friendly, Canada? Okay, this is a hotel, but I don't have a name on it. It has to be a hotel.
Hi, Petro-Canada, how may I help?
Hey, bro, what's going on tonight?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
I was trying to come down there in a little bit with some homies and just, like, play some video games.
Do you know where did you call?
Where did I call?
No, where did you call? You tell me.
I thought I was calling, like, the 7-Eleven or the motel.
No, but it's a Petro-Canada.
Oh, it's a Petro-Canada. Yeah, that's like the same thing as a 7-Eleven or a motel. I could come, like, I got, like, my TV's in the back of my truck, and, like, we can just pull it up in the parking lot, and, like, we were just gonna kind of have a vibe, you know? Would that be cool if we did that? Like, I got a stereo hooked up in my car. Like, my truck's, like, kind of, it's a little pimped out, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I got the speakers, and then I got a TV back there, and then, like, got the old PlayStation 2, got arcade sticks. We're gonna play like some Street Fighter and some like classics.
Yeah, but you can't do that in our parking lot. I don't know about that.
Are you sure, man? Like, what if I slip you like $50?
Man, I'll be done with my shift. What about the other person if he complains? So then I can do that.
Well, what if I like slip him $50?
No, I have no idea, man. You
is
can
he
call
there?
Later.
Can I talk
whoever.
To him?
Huh?
Can I talk to him?
No, he's not in here now. He'll come after a few hours.
Well, like, for a few hours. So, yeah, like, I was thinking we were going to come down there. We were probably going to stay for, like, a few hours. So if you're going to still be on your shift, it's all good. We're not trying to stay there all night. We got bombs to smash.
I can't allow that, you know? No.
Like,
sorry about that.
Nah, dude. Yeah. Like, are you sure? You're sure? Like, what about, like, 100? And tickets to a freak-off?
No, here's the thing. They keep checking the camera throughout our shift, like what we are doing. So that's the problem. We can't do that.
What are you talking about?
No.
Like, why can't I, though?
I'm
like,
not the owner.
Huh? Well, sure, but, like, I'm not trying to disrespect the owners. We're just going to hang out. Like, we're just, like... You know, like, back in the day, the Petro and all those places, you used to have arcade games. You used to be able to play them outside.
People used to
congregate and play some games, and, like, we're just trying to have a vibe, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know, I understand
and,
you, bro, but I can't allow that.
And I'm trying to pay. Can we call your boss? Like,
and
can I call the boss? Well, yeah,
you might try another gas station, man. No.
Another gas station? Well, do you have a gas station in mind that might be cool? Like, is there one that you like to go to a lot?
No, I mean, there's. You can go the parking at the co-op, the one in the Red Cliff, you know? Like, the by the Cal Tires?
Yeah, but, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, outside of a good place like that, like, I could go anywhere public, I guess, and do it for sure. But, like, I'm talking about, like, you know, a spot we can go in, get some snacks and some drinks and shit, and, like, we can, you know, we really have a vibe, and, like,
yeah, people be coming through, and, like... close to that place, man, but I can't allow that. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, you're breaking my balls, son. Like,
no,
I was hoping
sorry,
we could come down there. I got, like, the Puffco. We're gonna have a night. Like, it's gonna be like a parking lot Street Fighter tournament. We got Capcom versus SNK. Like,
yeah,
got all the classics.
Yeah,
Marvel versus Capcom. Like, it's in the house. It's in the building. I got Ori fighting sticks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got real shit. Like, this is. Yep.
Oh, this guy. I'm not sure if the phone just cut out or if he had enough. Oh, I'm scooting around in the chair. Welcome to the show. This is Wappy's Wardrobe. I'm your host, Wappy, and co-host, Jimmy Scrugg. Jimmy Snugs in the Sheets, the Nilla Gorilla, is his pseudonym whenever you're doing a business transaction with him regarding certain forms of flowers. We're live.
Oh, that's fine. Sure.
It's currently 9:22 in 2025. It's 9:43 and 56 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. There's no theme tonight. We're not calling anything in specific. It's just random phone numbers. Oh,
the theme tonight is it's the Whoopi Show. Welcome to the show.
Live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi.
Penis eyes.
We have Rosin and Leaf live as our guests in the studio, looking directly at me.
Hey, Leaf, get on a call. Leaf, get on a call.
Yeah, quit being such a scaredy pants or something, whatever it is.
Hey, don't worry
and
about the
And check your
guy,
DMs on Discord while you're at it.
My DMs?
Bitch. You should keep all your critters inside the little cage, but make sure it's a big enough cage for them to have some freedom, depending on the size of the critter. If it's a dog, I don't know. You should probably lock up your garbage better or send an email to the CEO of Milkbone.
Who's making the next call?
Relief. Relief if he's able to.
Leave.
The scared man. Oh. Oh. Sorry to hear.
The next one.
Anus eyes, what are you doing? If it's your neighbor's pets, you should, I don't even know. I don't want to touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
Thank you for calling Travel Centers of America in Mocksville, North Carolina. If you know the extension you want, you may dial it at any time. To page a guest,
press 2.
For the fuel desk, press 3.
Rosin's calling.
For truck maintenance and repair, press 5. For fast food, press 6.
I actually want to take this one.
Or for a manager, press 8.
I'm sorry, Rosin. I'm going to take it. I'm going to steal it out from under you because they have the fuel desk.
What about fuel desk?
They have a fuel desk. But you'll get the next one. To be order here, and it's just out the window. And I'm sorry about it. Sorry about taking the order, taking the call from your hands, from the defeats of victory, or something.
Keyboard on that?
Yeah, it's my computer keyboard. can't. No, no. I can't.
Yeah. We were jamming. That was a fun time.
That was
Everyone
fun,
in the chat, I bet, loved that.
Yeah. It must have been.
That was really good, everybody.
This is why you listen to a prank phone call show, because you get to hear the remix.
But thanks for listening to the break the music, everybody. Live. We're back from the break.
That was
Tuning in now. You're listening to the Whoopi Wardrobe every Monday, September 22nd, 2025, at 9:49 post meridian Eastern Standard Time here on RogueServer.com. Join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com, and you too could possibly make a prank call if you're not a chicken shit.
Shoot the mocks, but this is Blake.
Blake. Blake, I have, is this the fuel desk?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Fuel desk? Is this the fuel desk?
This is not the fuel desk.
Oh, what is it then?
Give me just one second.
I'm confused.
Me too.
Yeah.
One sec.
No, this is not the fuel desk. This is the sheets in Moxville.
Oh, because I have a fuel desk. And I heard you guys conspiring against me, by the way, and I don't appreciate it. You're talking about the fuel desk. You're talking about the fuel desk about me telling secrets about this phone call. And I don't appreciate that.
Okay.
And you can deny it all you want, but I have evidence, and I have people listening, and they heard it.
Okay. All right.
And I have a dog. And I have no further comments about the dog.
Okay.
It's normal.
Is that gonna be it?
Can I get like a pack of zigzags?
I don't know.
I don't want you guys following me when I go in there either.
Okay.
You're always watching me, you're always checking me and telling secrets about me. And you're always following me in red cars. It's always red cars with you guys. Don't you have anything different to do? Don't you know?
No.
Stop harassing me and stop stalking me.
Okay.
Every time I go outside, you guys are following me around, just telling secrets about me. I thought you were the fuel desk, but you're apparently one of my,
I don't know.
Black cars and red black trucks, and you guys are just keep following me around, just telling secrets on me. Telling secrets at sheets. You're just like... not even like being the good guys, you're being like the bad guys at me because I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're Blake or Jake?
Yeah, I'm Blake.
I'm Jacoby Blake. Feathers.
Dude, Jacoby Feathers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll remember that.
Write it down. Jacoby Feathers. Jacoby okay. Feathers. Just right, write it down.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Jacoby Feathers. I'm a normal guy. Okay.
All right.
And you're not normal. You're weird. You're
a little bit
harassing me. You're harassing me.
Yeah.
And okay. I don't appreciate it.
All right.
Jacoby Feathers. Okay.
Jacoby Feathers. All right. Yeah. Got it.
I took the sock off the microphone.
Took the sock off the microphone?
Yeah, it sounds normal now. It should be good to go. Okay?
All right.
No. Well, I'm Jacoby. And don't forget about it.
All right. I won't forget it.
And you have gas there?
We do have gas, yeah.
How much for a gallon of gasoline?
I think right now it's $2.99 a gallon.
$4.99 a gallon, that seems pretty pricey.
$2.99 a gallon.
I'd get it, but $4.99, forget about it.
Yeah, $4.99 is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
I love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoopee, or you're in the mumble. And that's another way you can listen to the show live, is if you're in the mumble, just point a mumble client at it and you can listen. Or perhaps the webmaster of juniorat.com has managed to figure a way to put the files up without having to resort to more iframe trickery or whatever. I'm your host, Whoopee, with co-host Jimmy Scruggs, live on rogueserver.com.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. All right, Jimmy, you got to call. You got to talk to these people. I don't know what they are. It's just a list of labelless phone numbers in the middle of my list. I have to do context clues, or I could just look up the address.
What am I calling?
I don't know.
Oh, good.
It's just an address. Good. I'll look it up.
Hey, thank you for calling. Maxwell, how may I help you?
Hey, what? What was that? You cut out a little bit.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for calling. This is Maxwell. How may I help you?
Yo, dude, I was just up in my room, right? And I was taking some fat bong rips. And I swear to God, I saw a ghost. Do you know if this place is haunted or not?
Sorry?
Do you know if this place is haunted? Y'all got ghosts up in this shit? What's up? This is James Scruggs. I'm trying to have a good night's sleep, not get filleted by a ghost.
What's your room number?
I'm up in my room. I don't know the room. I got scared. I saw a ghost.
Where you saw a ghost?
It was in the hall, like in the hallway near the door. I don't want to go near the door.
In which room number is the ghost?
I'm not sure. It's the room I'm in, though. I can hear him. You hear that?
Where are you right now? Where are
you? I'm on the other side of the bed. I'm under the bed. I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm trying to keep the ghost away from me. I heard if you smoke cigarettes, the ghost won't bother you. You hear that though? It sounds like it's getting closer, man. Ghost, do you want some Oreos? Ghost, I have Oreos. We can have some Oreos.
Line's still connected.
Yeah, but it sounded like it hung up.
It did. Okay.
He did a great fake out if he didn't.
Okay, he hung up. And I marked that one as... Oh, it didn't mark that as called.
Mark it as haunted.
Haunted. Marked. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoopee with Mumble. Doing Mumble. Wait, do you go again or wait? No, I go now.
No, right? Why would I go again? I did a
know.
Call.
That was a good
now.
Call.
That wasn't a call. There was a ghost.
I gotta.
Comfort Inn, may I help you?
Hi, Comfort Inn. What do I do about him? In the room.
I'm sorry.
It's like different in here. It's like. It's a little unsettling, like whenever I'm walking.
What is it?
It's kind of extra or like paranormal. I don't know how about it.
What's making that noise?
It's just in the room, I guess. Is that normal?
What room are you in?
17.
What room?
17.
17?
Yeah.
We don't have a 17.
117. Or 217. Or 3. I don't... It rearranged the numbers several times. It's, like, the walls are, like, you know, moving, I guess, a little bit. You know what I mean?
No, but okay.
And, like, it was, it looked like it was crying. I don't know about it, though.
And what room are you in?
It should be, like, 117 or 217 or something, or...
Okay, there is no 117.
There isn't?
No.
Because it rearranged the numbers several times. Like, I looked at the numbers, and they changed several times whenever I looked at them.
What's your name?
Jacoby.
I don't know what room you're in.
Feathers.
Huh?
Jacoby Feathers. It's like making my hair frizzy and the walls are moist.
Are you in a room with anybody else?
No.
Just you?
Yeah.
Is the room under your name?
It should be.
What's your last name?
Feathers.
Feathers?
Yeah.
Because I don't even have that name on my list.
That's weird. I definitely signed in. I talked to you most definitely. I gave you all the stuff I need. Or you need. If it's in here, it could probably, like, get in the computer then. If it did that. I don't know.
Come down to the desk.
Yeah, I don't have this problem at home, is what I'm saying. I'm far from the bones of my ancestors. I'm like far away from home and like the bones of my ancestors, and I'm not sure if that's safe.
Okay. I've got some people here waiting to check in. So.
Okay, can I get a cookie when I come down there, or a ketchup packet or something?
Can you what?
Like a cookie or a ketchup packet or something.
Okay.
And I can get that when I come down there.
I can give you some ketchup.
Great. Thank you. Uh-huh. Jacoby Feathers. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. Welcome. You've made it. And you're doing it. You are doing it. I'm your host, Wuppy. Co-host Jimmy Scruggs. It's currently 10:01 and 50 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. I took the sock off the microphone. Maybe I should talk into the side of it a little bit. All right, Jimmy, you gotta talk to these people. Do you want any what? Special SFX?
No, not particularly, because they do make me giggle a little bit too much sometimes. That one was very...
Hi, Vane, help you.
Hey, I'm up here in the room.
Hello?
There's like... Hey, hello?
Yes, can I help you?
I'm up here and there's like all this mustard all over the walls. It's like a honey Dijon mustard, and it's just like it's like on the wall. I don't
what
understand.
Room number?
I'm not sure. I went and I rearranged the room number a bunch of times earlier just for fun. So I'm not sure what it was anymore. Like either like 421 or 124 or 214 or... Seven.
I think you did the wrong place. You called the wrong place, sir.
No, I think I called the right place. I'm up here in the room, but there's like all this mustard all over the wall. It tastes pretty good. It's like a honey Dijon. I put it on like a ham and Swiss.
Which motel are you in?
Mighty tasty. I mean, your motel.
Which motel are you in?
In Moxville, at the Highway Inn. I like the name.
Which room number?
I told you. I changed the room number when I got here a bunch of times. I'm not sure what it was when you guys gave it to me, but, like, as kind of a goof, I figured it'd be fun to change the number, like, a bunch of times. I replaced the placard and got rid of it. Changed it. Now it's a whiteboard, so you can write whatever you want. I'm in, right now, technically, I'm in room 80,000 and, fucking 85.
Okay, somebody
like
will come in.
85,000 or something like it. It basically it says boobs, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, 80,085. It says boobs.
Okay, I have your
That's
phone number
room,
in
man.
My caller ID. I will just tell the 911. Okay.
Why are you gonna
I have your phone number.
There's no emergency. There's just a lot of mustard on the wall. It's like a honey Dijon.
Okay, time pass.
I don't know where it came from.
Him.
Why are you going to call 911? It's not
what
an emergency.
Right now, you're talking from outside, sir. Make
there's no problem. I'm just saying there's
the
all this
right
honey
now.
Dijon on the wall, and I don't know how it got here.
Okay,
I went out
okay.
for a little while, and when I came back, there was all this honey Dijon on the wall, and I just don't understand where it came from or why it's there. Like somebody
right.
came in
so can you
like
clean it?
Messily tried to make can I clean
oh.
it? What the hell are you talking about? Like I shouldn't have to clean it. I'm paying to stay in the room and I didn't even do it.
What
my room is like
are...
I think it's like 214 or 124 or like 142.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, go to the front desk.
Run.
Okay, go to the front desk
I mean,
and go to the front desk and tell them, okay?
Will you guys sign my yearbook when I come down there?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll be down there in like 5 minutes, all right?
All right.
Okay, I love you.
God damn, that was a fucking cackle if I have ever heard one.
I feel like I need some cookies and milk.
Oh.
That's a callback for anyone who was listening earlier to a call that Rosin made. Rosin's no longer with us on the call. He's fine, but he's no longer here. The Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com, where you can join in on the fun, make some calls in this last half part of the show or whatever we're calling it. We'll be on the weekdays.
Yeah.
Every weekdays, sometimes on, not on the weekends. Fuck that. We ain't doing this on the weekends. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
An 8-foot stick.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot boner.
Ooh.
That's right. The Whoopi Show. Watch out for the 10-foot boner.
Well, hi, on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. That's Whoopi with an H. And two P's and a U and a W and a Y. It's W, H, U, two P's and a Y on rogueserver.com. I'm your host, Whoopi, with the co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. Welcome to the show. This is Whoopi's wardrobe. There's no particular theme to this show. At all. It's all just random. You know, just out of the hat. We're out of the hat.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn Statesville. Where free Wi-Fi, free hot breakfast, and our clean and fresh Hampton beds are waiting for you. If you have an existing room reservation, press 1. For new room reservations, press 2. For sales and events, press 3. For all other needs, please press 0 or remain.
You are being transferred to
front desk.
Oh, that's custom.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn. It's thankful. This is Betty. May I help you?
Hey, Betty. If I get a room there, can I customize the room number?
What do you mean customize the room number? You can pick your own room.
Yeah, but whenever I like get it, I want to like change it around a little bit So if I get like, if I went into like 104, I like change it to like an upside down 4 and an upside down 0 and a 1. You know what I mean?
Well, no, not really, but probably it would work.
It would work?
I think it would, because if you decide that you want to pick your own room,
yeah.
You pick it out and you can digitally check in.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured I could do that.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's still going to be if it's going to show up on our end, it'll probably show up the same number, with the digital. Yeah.
But if I wanted to just temporarily for in the actual you walk down the room, the halls, and you like look at the door and you just see like one with an upside down 4 and it's like upside down 4.
Oh no, you can't do that.
Oh.
You mean on the door of the room?
Yeah.
No. You can't do that.
I have a command strip. Can I just put that on with my custom room number? It'll say my room. I'll write it on a blackboard and chalk it'll be my room.
How long are you staying, sir? Because I'll have to run that by my GM.
I think maybe about a couple nights. I'm just trying to scout out the area, what's all good, who'll accept, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
I would have to ask her.
Okay.
Now, if you call, she usually works till 5.
Yeah.
So you can call back tomorrow. And ask the lady, and she can go back there and check with her.
Just ask for Jim, and he'll get on the phone with me?
No, just ask for whoever answers the phone. You can ask them if they can check with her.
Oh, okay.
You can tell them that what you want to do, and then you can have them check. I don't want
to
tell you that you can do it, and then you get here and you can't.
Oh. Because I also have this other YouTube channel where I get thrown out of hotels, and if the first part doesn't work, then the second part will work on the YouTube channel where I get thrown out of hotels. The first one's where I go into hotels and everything's nice, and the second one's where I get thrown out of hotels after I break a rule or something.
Uh huh.
It's called Ragebait, .com or internet style.
Okay, I have not heard of it, but that's why. That's why I was saying you can pick your room when you make your reservation.
Cool.
Whether you can do any changes, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But, I'd rather you check with the person in charge.
Yeah. Jim?
No. It's a lady.
Oh, okay. Lady Jim?
Well, no, we don't have a lady Jim.
Oh, okay.
But, that's why I said... she's usually here until 5 o'clock, sir.
Okay. That's great.
She comes in the morning, and then she's usually here till 5.
Sweet. And I can... and then I put on the YouTube channel, and I get, ad revenue on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And it's pretty cool. I go to hotels, and I put a room number on, custom style. And then sometimes they throw me out, and then sometimes they're that's pretty cool, and I shake their hand.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
That's why I said I can't say that you can do that because I'm thinking that the maintenance man will have to change it when you leave back.
Okay. Yeah.
To how
that
it
makes
was.
Sense. Yeah.
So.
Because this one time we tore out a wall in a hotel and that was obviously not allowed. But that's been a while ago. That's a couple years ago. And we already paid for that. We went to jail and everything. And we got a lot of ad revenue off of it, though, so it balances out. But we're not going to do that there. We're just going to hypothetically, the most we do is just, put a string on the door.
This guy is calling about something else, so I think you'll have to call back tomorrow.
Okay. I'll call tomorrow. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I love you. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. This is Whoopi's Wardrobe.
Leaf's about to do a call, everybody. Leaf is going to do a call.
Oh, my God. goodness.
He's going to do a call. Leaf, live on the air.
Is that real?
It's real. It's live and it's Memorex at the same time.
Oh.
Check it out. Go on the internet. Google the picture where the guy's getting head in the chair and his hair's blowing back. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I might have to sift through some explicit content to find what I'm looking at. But, you know, he's chilling, getting it. Go, team, go. Go, Leaf. Go, go. Unmute your microphone. Say hello to the fucking audience. Even, like, and Garthor, you can't join in on the mob against Leaf because you'd have to do a call then, too. Because if you're listening on the Mumble, you're 15 seconds in the future.
I have a microphone. I can do that. Welcome to the show. It's currently September 22nd, 2025, and Luffy's wardrobe. And I think whoever's speaking is speaking.
Wait,
not
someone's impersonating Leaf.
Oh no.
That's fucked up.
I think you have a great group of guys.
You think you have a great group of guys, and then they start impersonating each other and stab you in the back.
Oh, why did I do that?
Don't play with me, Leaf underscore. I know you're a different guy. Whose turn is it? Is it the Tiff turn? Tiff's turn.
It's your turn.
Welcome to the show.
It's your turn.
Oh.
What if they pick up? Gosh darn it. Son of a gun. I'll just mark this as no.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live. And if you're on the Mumble, you're in the Mumble. Welcome. Wait, you can hear my computer whine, I think.
Yeah, you gotta get real close to it, though. There it is.
Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty.
What is?
That noise my computer's making.
All right.
Yeah, it was like, feed me, give me chips, you never feed me. Why don't you take me to the park anymore?
Oh yeah, it's fine, it's just, you know, I've never pointed a microphone at it.
Well, fix your microphone, Leaf, then maybe you can be on the show. But for now, you're not allowed.
Oh, Leaf, you installed a voice meter, so you have to change settings.
Hey, Maria, it's Hello. Caroline. It's been so long. I lost your phone number. How are you? Caroline, we've been busy as hell. Jimmy's gotten married. He got a dog. Wouldn't believe it. You'd love some pictures. Fuck you.
Oh, what a jerk. I'm sorry. I was just...
What a bunch of horse shit.
I was just too amused. I was just too amused by my microphone. I mark that
Leaf,
as a no.
If you really are here in Mumble, are you on mobile or are you on a computer?
Hello?
You finally did it. You finally
I told you I was sick. I'm not doing colds. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but so there's an impersonator.
I know.
In the chat.
That was.
He's impersonating you?
Yeah.
We have confirmation live on the air that there is an impersonator in the chat.
For reals?
For reals. There is an impersonator in the chat. We have been infiltrated.
Hello? Hello?
Overgate station.
Hi, Tiffany. They got him on. I got him on the phone.
Hey, here, honey. Let me take the phone.
Okay.
Hello. Motherfucker! No. Is that the same guy?
What a moron!
No.
That
it
no.
Shouldn't be the same guy. Whatever.
They just don't. They don't want to hear from a woman. What is a woman? You know.
What's
what even is that?
Hey G, could you make me a sandwich?
I'll make you a sandwich.
Yeah.
With knuckles.
Ooh.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh.
Make you a ham and tuna knuckle sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah, buddy. Canada. Those are gonna be some sloppy hams.
Hand sloppy?
Sloppy hams.
Happy's restaurant.
Oh, I love this song. I was jamming to it earlier.
Thank you, going Happy's restaurant.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Good. What about you?
I'm doing okay. I was there earlier. I was, first of all, everything was really good. Our service was really good. The food was hot. So I have this website. It's called Kentif Eat It, where I go into, when I go into a restaurant, public bathrooms, and I eat part of my meal off of the floor. And it went really well, but I left my small tripod in the bathroom. Did anybody find that?
I'll check.
Okay, thank you. I think it was a small tripod, and there should be like maybe a tiny bit left in my to-go box, and I will swing back for it. I got so many tokens off of it, you wouldn't believe how much guys will pay for you to eat food off of the floor. It's fucking nuts.
Okay, I'll check, then I'll call you.
Oh, can you take me with you? Is it cordless?
Sorry?
Let's go together. Let's go together. Is the phone cordless? Maybe you have a nice voice. I was thinking maybe we could pair up next time too. Yeah, thank you. Are you bringing me with you now?
Actually, I don't know. We have or not. I didn't check yet. I'll check then.
We're not going to go together.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. I was there earlier and it wasn't too busy. But I hope you're having a good night.
When did you come?
It was like 4:30, 4:20-ish, something like that. You know what I'm saying? 4:20, big ups. It's usually the time I get the best rates for streaming.
Actually, there is no tripod in the restroom.
There's no tripod.
I'll check the, yes.
Maybe in the host stand or something. I kind of scrambled out of there because somebody like caught me doing it. It's a little embarrassing, as you can probably imagine.
I think you lost.
I was like all sloppy and covered and the honey Dijon and a little awkward sometimes.
I think that was
make a living.
Try for another day.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
How are you? Hi.
Good.
I was
good.
In there earlier, around like a little after four. First of all, everything was really good. The food was hot. The service was good. And so I have this website. It's called Kentif Eat It. And I go into public restrooms and I eat like the floor off of the floor. It was really successful. Like I made so much money, so many tokens. Somebody came in like while I was on the floor eating. And obviously that's like a little embarrassing because I was all covered in the honey Dijon. And they looked at me and they're like, ah, and I was like, what's up with that? Why are you looking at me? And then I kind of just scrambled out of there and I like shoved lingerie and the tripod in the corner. And maybe I was just trying to find where it was.
Okay. What was your food today?
It was a burger and I think it was a burger and there was like honey Dijon. I just asked for like whatever salt. It was like a sandwich. But I'm mostly concerned about the tripod.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. But for more details, I want to know that who you are and when someone stole your iPad. Where are you calling now?
Oh, my iPad. Nobody stole my iPad. Right now, I'm currently slithering around some walls. Can you hear this? I think they're haunted. I'm going to be able to get out. It's like a Halloween maze, but not really. My friends dared me to eat off of this old mansion.
Okay, but where you eat? Where you eat? What are the place name bar?
Do you hear that?
Pardon? Hello?
You know the Happy's?
It was
pardon?
Arby's. Arby's.
Happy's.
Happy's. Excuse me. Yes. Sorry. I'm yelling. Sorry. It's tight in the wall. I'll try to grease myself with some mayonnaise.
Actually, we didn't sell burger today. Any burger.
It's what I got. Oh, God, I'm slipping through. I'm slipping through the wall. Oh God.
I think you eat any another
get
place,
here,
not
ghost.
On this place.
Get out of here, ghost! No. No. This is my new tripod. I had to go to Staples for this. Second one this week. No. Hey guys, it's me live. I'm gonna eat the rest of this hanger steak on this dirty old floor. That's right, send in tokens, let's go. I'm gonna stay on live with the other place that you guys all got to watch me eat the burger off of the floor at Abby's. Thank you for the 500
Actually,
tokens.
Actually, I think you are calling on the wrong place. That's what I think.
Yeah, I'll eat the mustard off of the floor. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, are you still there?
But you are calling on the wrong place.
Thank you for the tokens,
place.
Guys. Thank you so much for the tokens.
1177.
Which one do you want me to eat first? 977. Yeah,
1177.
I'll eat the pickles. 1177. Sorry, I'm doing two things at once. I'll eat the pickles. No, I don't know. Oh, God. Medicine hat. Oh, God. Sorry, chat. I'm doing two things at once. I'm looking for my other tripod so I can return this one.
Okay, thank you.
Happies.
Oh. I don't know what I was doing.
Well, I liked it. It's different, it's confusing, and it is Wuppy's Wardrobe. I'm Wuppy, your host. Special guest, Tiffany. Scared guest. My regular co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. Jimmy Snugs in the Sheets, the Nilla Gorilla. We got the Gurgler.
Sorry, Arthur. He doesn't like that.
Wolfie, what do you think about the show? Oh, it's going backwards. Okay, I think it's Jimmy's turn.
Okay.
This is Street Eats Med Hat Kitchen.
Streets what? What is it? Gas station or?
I think it's like a food.
How can I help you?
What kind of food y'all got down there? What kind of food y'all got down there?
Oh, we got like tacos, poutine, burritos, bowls, we have smash burgers, and the fish and chips.
That's what's up. Damn, you got some great food. Would it be cool if I came down there with like, you know, just me and it's like a great group of guys. It's just me and a couple of friends, but like we like to play like Street Fighter and other like not first person but like the 2D fighting games, like the old school arcade games. And I got a setup rigged in the back of my truck, so like I was hoping we come down there and like get some food and maybe play some games in the parking lot. Would that be okay?
I don't know about the parking lot, but you can come and place an order and get it. But you need to come like before 45, because after 45 we do all the takeouts and then we close at 9, sir.
Well, right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I could be in the parking lot when the takeout.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can do that.
I can just play video games.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll be down there. We're gonna play some music, play some Street Fighter. We're gonna like smoke a couple joints and stuff. It's gonna be really good. You know, made a lot of food. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great
thank you. Bye
bye. Hey, you sound busy. Have fun.
Oh, Poppy. Welcome to the show. Oh, I like that. I need to do your premise.
Which one?
Playing video games.
Playing video games is a pretty good premise.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Won't lie.
I'm gonna do it in a trademarked different style here, live on RogueServer.com/Wuppy. I'm your host.
Free LaFour.
I don't know what this is. I don't know what hometown is. Oh, it's a... Oh.
Hi, you've reached Hometown Culinary. We are open Monday...
It closed. Getting the next phone number ready. Just put a no by that. Oh my, the stream isn't dead. It's just a little bit of dead air. Oh, there we go. I'm your host. Live.
A&W Reckless Drive.
Hi, A&W. You will play video games with me when I come there. You will do it for me, with me. Okay?
Perfect.
I like that.
That's the correct reaction.
That was perfect. That was the perfect whoopee spin on a Jimmy Snug exclusive.
Live on RogueServer.com. Does that count? Maybe.
No.
No.
What are you talking about?
I kind of want that to count because I'm
Does
just going to
do that count?
I'm just going to do it again.
Oh. I'll speak and help you.
Hi. Whenever I come down there, you have to play video games with me. Like, I have everything set up and you have to do it. Like, legally.
I'm sorry, sir?
You, whenever I come down there, you will have to play video games with me because it's like a legal requirement, I think.
Oh, maybe that you have a wrong number, sir.
No, it's Pappy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Pappy's.
For a moment, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Whenever I have like a television, I have a GameCube. I have Time Splitters 2 and Star Fox Assault, and whenever I can, I'll hook it up to your
TV,
and you will play video games with me. We'll all play together, and we'll like play against each other and with each other. And I have Turok. I have Turok on GameCube. I have 4 controllers, and I get a memory card, and the memory card has everything unlocked on every game. Like a Time Splitters 2, I got like a. The training ground, and I got the capture the bag mode unlocked. You know what I mean?
Sir, what do you have?
I have Streets on Time Splitters 2 unlocked already, and we'll just come down there and we'll play. And we have to do it. Like they said, I have to.
Okay.
Or they'd hit me with like a stick.
You with a stick?
They say I have to play video games down there, or they'll hit me with a stick.
Okay, I think you have the wrong number, my dear.
Pappy's? Country Kitchen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
2301?
Yeah, you have the wrong number.
You will have to play video games with me. They told me I have to do that one.
No, I'm afraid you have the wrong number. Thanks.
No,
bye-bye.
It's like, I gave you the name of your establishment. I have the right number. I know what I'm calling. You're in medicine.
We do, but we don't play video games, my dear. And the restaurant is closing up.
You'll play video games after the restaurant's closed? If I bring it down?
No, I'm afraid not. What's to do?
What if I gave you $100?
No. I got a house to go
200.
Home to.
$200.
Nope.
$500.
No, my dear.
$10,000.
No.
$100,000.
No, I'm sorry.
$500,000 to play video games. $1 million. $1 million. No. $1 billion. $20 billion. $30 billion. Okay, they hung up for real. Welcome to the show. I'm not sure if we should go any longer. I'm feeling a little tired right about now. I think maybe we're going to start wrapping it up here.
Welcome to the end of the show.
Welcome to near the end. I didn't see the mumble chat scroll. Gosh darn it. I still get a lot of the list here, so that's good. All right, Jimmy, your turn, I think.
I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, what is this?
Thank you for calling Park Park Lounge. Please hold while I try to connect you.
Park Park, Park Lounge?
Yeah. I think it's a restaurant.
Hey, I have a question. Would it be cool if I came down there and, like, when I got my food, we could be in the parking lot and, like, I could be playing, like, video games out of the back of my truck? Would that be cool? Would we be all right to do that, me and my friends?
Say that again. I don't get you there.
Oh, well, like, all right, so I have, like, my truck is set up where in the back I've got a TV and, like, I got game consoles all set up in there. And then I have, like, arcade game controllers and everything. So, like, we were going to play some, like, old school arcade games and eat some food. We were hoping that was okay.
Oh, while you eat your food.
Yeah, like in between, like when we're waiting, and then maybe for a little while afterwards. Like, we won't stay too long, but, you know, we're just like,
you know, I'm
trying
in
to
the back,
catch a vibe, you know.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You mean in the back door, right?
Well, not in the back door. But more like,
because in the restaurant, yeah, we're not allowed to play any games. Yeah, because I'm not the gaming.
Well, no, but I would say like it's like, yeah, no. It would be like in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like it wouldn't be inside, and it would be like we're just private citizens. Eating the food, you know, and
you try to go back and forth while you eating the food, isn't it?
Yeah, we're trying to go back and forth eating the food.
For how many people?
Well, for just like, it's like gonna be like, it's three or four of us. I got a great group of guys. We love like fighting games and stuff. So like, we're gonna get, you know, we're gonna do like a little tournament down there. You know, may the best man win kind of style.
Because the restaurant is not have any game right before. So you know that. Have you been inside?
You had a game night before? Because I haven't.
No.
That's why I was asking. Because,
no,
like, we were looking at the spot, thought it looked good. But we like to, you know, we're eccentric, so we like to,
yeah,
bring,
we don't have
bring
that,
the motion with us, you know?
Yeah, I know, but we don't have a license for that.
We're not doing anything for money. It's not like, it's not gambling games. It's like video games, mm-hmm, like Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Like we would just be hanging out. It's at the back of my truck. Like, it's, you know, I have a TV set up in there. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I got speakers, so we'd be playing some music, and like, you know, I'm just hoping that it would be okay, and like maybe some customers would come and hang out with us and play some games. Like, it's, yeah, they're not.
It's outside,
you know,
right?
It's
yeah.
Free, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's free, and it's outside, and there's no. We're just having fun. Like, we're just
okay,
trying.
Okay, outside of my parking. Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. While we get our food,
when you're looking
we hang
to come.
For, like, well, we were gonna come down there tonight. But it's
nearly
like,
cooked,
like tomorrow night. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So maybe like tomorrow night we could get it on, like have a good time and just like, you know, get some food. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Thank you for calling.
You guys
very appreciate that.
Thank you for your help and thank you for permission. I'll let them know tomorrow.
Yeah, so, you know, as long, like, you know, by law, noise, right? Yeah, okay.
We're not going to be so, that loud. I don't have that much bass in my truck. But, I mean, we're
okay,
not going to be that loud. We'll be respectful and, you know, we'll have a good time. It'll be very ethical.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So, cool, you have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You too. Bye now. Yeah, bye.
What a cool lady.
You made it happen, buddy.
I don't think there's anything going on over there.
I finally
there,
got
so.
Someone to give me permission to play video games in their parking lot.
Shoutouts to Puck Puck. Oh, I need to... That's given me an idea. Still on the same... video game subject. I just need to find the right sound for it. Now I'll just Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm your host, Wuppy. Co-host Jimmy Scruggs, guest in the studio, Tiff. Scared sick, so he can't talk. It's currently 9:22. 2025. That's September.
9/22.
Yeah. It's September 22nd, 2025. It's currently 10:41 and 13 seconds post-meridian time, Eastern Standard Time.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
It was just 10 o'clock just a minute ago.
Yeah. It's weird how it changes.
It's funny how that works.
Hey, Tiff, do you want to talk to Canada Co-op Gaspar Dogs Allowed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're gonna hang up.
That's okay.
They're gonna do it.
I have to find a sound effect.
Oh, I'll try to keep him on for a minute then.
I can do whatever you want.
Oh.
13th Co-op Gaspar, can I help you? Hello?
Hey, how are you doing tonight? Hello.
I'm fine. Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking. You folks accept dogs there? Is that correct?
Dogs? No, we do not.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. My friend was telling me about it, and I was like, that sounds different.
It says on the website it's dog-friendly.
Oh, dog
yeah,
friendly. That okay. I understand. Okay, dog friendly.
So we can't bring
just give me
dogs.
No. Just give me one second.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks.
Okay.
Would you be coming to the location here at the store?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are absolutely dog friendly. Yeah, you can bring them in for. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you new? It's okay. You sounded so like, you sounded like you knew.
Oh, you are.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, no worries, no worries.
I'm not teasing you. I was just curious.
No, I know. No, absolutely, no, we are dog friendly, yeah.
Good. How, like, are there dogs there now?
Oh, no, they're not dogs here at the gas station. No, absolutely not.
Okay. So it's okay to bring them inside?
Yeah. Just as okay. I suppose, yeah. Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. I guess if you're dog friendly, my son has a service chicken.
Oh, wow. Wow.
His name is Buck Buck. Oh. He's very cute.
Okay.
I would imagine it will be okay to bring him in.
Service chicken.
Service animals are allowed, but I figure I would just check.
Yeah, it's fine. It's on service. Yeah.
Here, I'll put the phone up so you can hear him. He's very cute. I'm going out to his pen right now. Buck Buck.
Oh, there you go.
Do you hear? He's so cute. He does have, like, he only has one leg.
Oh, poor guy.
Much like my son, but I think that's kind of why they bond.
There you go.
Yeah. How long are you working tonight? We'll be swinging by soon.
We're open until 10 p.m.
Buck, Buck, stop. Sorry, sometimes he does bite me. He doesn't like me. I think he doesn't like women. He only likes men.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, we're open tonight until 10 p.m., so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Ow, all right. Buck, Buck. It's like a death by 1,000 Buck, Buck bites. Christ. Stop it, Buck, Buck. We're going to the store. All right, sir. We're going to... Buck, Buck, stop it. Oh, my God. Sometimes you just have to show dominance. Buck.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick the chicken if you don't get him... If you don't pick him up, he's biting me again.
Buck, Buck, come here.
Is there any, like, hot foods that you guys serve, or is it just, like, regular snacks and cold drinks in the
we have chips, candy, stuff like that. We do have a cooler, and we do have a microwave if you're interested in buying the cool food. And, yeah, you can microwave it, heat it up, yeah.
Nice. That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully I don't have to kick Buck Buck, and we'll see you soon. He's been very naughty.
Okay.
I won't kick him. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get my son to handle him better, and that's kind of I feel like a bad mom. I'm sorry. Do you think I'm a bad mom? Oh, my God.
No, you're fine.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. We'll see you soon, Philip Anthony.
All right.
Love you. I love you.
Okay. Take care.
Love you. Mwah.
Bye-bye.
Mwah. Bye. Mwah. Mwah. Buck Buck?
Oh, what's that noise?
Did you find what you wanted?
Yeah. Wait, I gotta get here. Yeah, there we go. That's what I need. The phone call. Oh, where's the music? Why don't I have the music? Oh, wait, I need to... Welcome to the show. You're listening live on Rogue Server. We're wrapping up. I'm your host, Whoopi. Co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. Guest host. Not guest host. Just guest. Plain guest. But we appreciate her. Tiff. Wrapping up. Live on RogueServer.com/Whoopi. I'm going to do my final call here, I think. This will be my final call. I don't know. Maybe. This is Wuppy's Wardrobe. No particular theme happening tonight. Hi, can I have video games? What?
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 I'm gonna mark that.
I'm gonna sick peck on her.
No, and rude lady. I need a restaurant. That's what. That's what the issue is. I need to find a restaurant. find a restaurant. And blow into the microphone. Blow into the microphone. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. Live on RogueServer.com. Everything's kind of silent. Everyone's silent. It's very scary, but... Hello?
Thanks for calling Subway. How can I help you?
Hi, I have video games, and can I... Am I allowed to, like...
Hi, dear. How can I help you?
Hi, I have video games. Am I allowed to bring them in?
Sorry?
I have, like, a arcade cabinet, and I want to play it inside.
Video game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could bring in these.
Come here, let's
give
down.
Huh?
Yeah. Bring whatever you have.
I have to like plug them in.
No problem. We have plug here.
All right. It like takes a 50 amp plug. It's like a arcade cabinet.
So whatever you do, you have. You just bring it here. We are just talking face to the face. Okay.
Okay. And you want to play the arcade with me?
Sorry.
You want to play the arcade with me?
You will, what do you want?
It's a peck. It's a arcade game.
No, bro, what you are saying that?
It's like an arcade
game. Are you
cabinet.
Even serious right now?
Yeah. I have it plugged in.
What happened with you?
Oh, I got sick.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And I was in the hospital for a while.
I cannot hear you properly. Just turn off the sound behind you.
I was in the hospital. It's the arcade cabinet. I was in the hospital for a while. And they had to do surgery on me.
Sorry?
They had to do surgery on me.
Who?
The doctors. Because I got hurt.
What happened with you?
I cut my hand.
Why you cut your hand?
Oh, I was playing with a knife and I cut a tendon in my finger.
Damn, bro, you shouldn't cut your hand.
Yeah, I messed up real bad on that front. This was several
so
years
So what do you
ago.
Want me to do?
Well, I already got the surgery.
And so what do you want me to do?
Well, whenever I bring in this arcade cabinet, I just want to plug it in and we'll play together. I get it set up for free play, so you don't even have to put coins in it.
So, okay, I'm in Brampton. I'm just coming to downtown right now.
Okay.
So where do you want me to come?
Oh, when I get, bring it into the subway?
Where?
The subway.
No, you didn't call at subway. I'm a Uber driver.
Oh, you're the Uber driver?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'll be a couple weeks from now. I gotta get this arcade cabinet, like, out of here and, like, on a dolly.
The name is Dolly?
Yeah. My name's Dolly.
Whose name is Dolly?
Me.
Oh, okay. Where do you live?
In Medicine Hat.
Oh, okay. So, you want to eat any something?
Sandwich.
Which sandwich you like?
BMT.
Ham?
Just like a regular one without cheese.
Okay, and what time you come to pick up?
Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, alright, I'm gonna make you, okay? Alright, no. And just come tomorrow and play.
I'll come in tomorrow and I'll order it, and we'll play the arcade cabinet together.
Okay. So should I make it now or tomorrow?
Make it tomorrow. Because if you make it now, I might not even come in.
Okay. What time should I make?
Tomorrow, whenever I come in, I'll say, hey, it's Dolly, and I'll go, what about that sandwich, and he'll laugh about it.
So, I don't know if they will help you or no, whoever will be there tomorrow, you should have to pay if you will come tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a good day and night.
Yeah. What's your name? So I know your name.
Bagadabilla.
That's different. I'm not used to that sort of name.
My name is Bagadabilla.
Bagadabilla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. That guy's name was Bucket of Baloney.
Yeah.
That was some strange sounds.
It's an arcade game.
Yeah.
Wasted says to play the music for another hour, please. Thank you.
Did I do a last call?
Do you want to do a last call?
Yeah, but only if you play that weird ethereal shit around the whole thing.
Okay, I'm playing that live.
Alright, just make it a little quieter at the start. Like, have it get louder over time.
Okay.
That's this my direction for you.
It's a Thank co-op you. Gas bar.
Yeah, like a little quieter. A little quieter. Yeah.
Still pretty loud.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who am I calling? I want to make sure I have the right number.
Strachan Road Co-op.
Okay, so like, what exactly is it that y'all do down here? Because, like, there's this music. Can you hear this? Oh, let me try again. Yeah. You're going to tell me what I'm calling, though. Put it in the chat or something.
Yeah,
put it in the mobile chat. Because, like, you didn't.
I said,
I had no idea what that
bar.
Was.
I said co-op gas
what
bar.
What is co-op gas bar?
What the
bar?
Fuck is that?
Yeah, like, co-op gas bar doesn't really give you a lot of fucking room to go on. I was going to say that I was in the room and the music was like, this music won't stop playing.
Oh,
it's just huffing 93 gasoline.
I'll get you a hotel.
All right, thanks. I'd prefer a hotel.
Medicine Hat Villa. Welcome to Wuppy's Wardrobe. The final calls. There's no theme
The final
tonight.
Countdown.
I don't know how to play that one. Yeah.
What is it? Put it in the chat, please.
Okay.
Please. Please help me. Very baked. Hey, so I'm up in my room right now. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Oh my god. Can you hear this music, ma'am? Do you hear this? Can you hear this, like, ethereal music that, like, I don't know, like, it sounds like we're in space or something like that. Like, can you hear this shit?
Yes, I can. Is it in your room?
Yeah, I don't know. It won't go away. I've turned all the electronics off. I've unplugged everything, and this music will not stop.
What room number you are?
I'm not even sure. Like, if I go closer to the door, the music gets louder and I get scared, so I can't even check. I don't remember. This is freaking me out.
So what is your room number? It's on your key.
I don't know where the key is. I guess I could look for the key. Hold on, let me go over here and see where my key is. Oh my god, it's so loud over here. Alright, I got the key. I got the key. The number on my room, it's 122. Oh my god. Yeah. The music just keeps getting louder.
Sorry, but we don't have that room number.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it backwards or something. I'm dyslexic. So, like, I might have put it in wrong. You know? Like, I might have told you the number. Maybe it's, like, 212, or it could be like 122, or even like it honestly could be a lot of different numbers. I'm not great with them. But
yeah, so I think that's
this music won't stop. I have a pounding headache. And, like, I'm almost surprised you can hear it. I'm, like, I'm glad, I'm relieved, because I thought I was going insane. But at least you can hear the music. Like, and I told you, I've unplugged everything. No, like, my phone is on, but I'm making a call with it. There's nothing coming out of my phone. Like, I could tell if it was coming out of the speaker of my phone.
Okay, what about TV?
But no, everything's unplugged. I unplugged everything. Like, there's no electronic devices plugged in.
Your phone? Okay, yeah.
It's not. Like, it's not my phone, I promise. Because when I leave the room, like, hold on. I'm gonna leave the room as much as I don't want to walk through the wall of sound to get outside.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Here we go. We're walking through the wall of sound. Oh, God. Cover your ears. Just... all right. Okay. Yeah. All right, now I gotta walk down this hall. I'll walk down the hall. Gotta get really far away, it seems like. But, alright. Alright, what were we doing? I already forgot. Why did I come out to check my phone? It's not my phone.
Yeah, it's your phone.
I can still hear it. I left the room to my... Like, I left the door to my room open. It's coming from the room.
Yeah.
I swear it's not coming from my phone. Like, hold on. I'll get my key, and I'll go... I'll leave the room, and I'll go somewhere. I'll close the door. So, like, all right. Gotta go back through that really loud part where it's really loud and get my key. Alright, I got my key. I closed the door. It should get quieter now. I'm gonna walk into the hallway. I'm gonna go down to the end of the hallway. I'm gonna go further and further away. And it should be getting quieter and quieter. I can't believe no one else on this floor hasn't complained. But again, like I said, I thought I was going crazy. So, like, you know, let me go upstairs. The sound travels up and everything. I'm gonna go upstairs, see if we can't get this music to stop. Because I promise you, it's not coming from my phone, but, like, I can't prove that to you because I'd have to hang up and turn my phone off. And then you wouldn't know. Alright. I think I'm almost... Okay. Oh, what a bitch. How long ago?
Just like a few seconds ago.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm like, damn, you left me on that for a long time, huh? Because I was hoping you'd stop the music all the way. I was hoping you'd, like, fade it. I was trying to vocally,
yeah,
you know.
It's kind of tricky because I'm playing it, and then I got to touch it, and then it, like, breaks the focus from where I'm playing it.
This is one of those times where, like, having a physical mixer is a thing.
Yes.
Because then you can actually just fade it right the fuck out volume-wise. Yeah. And
touch a button.
You don't have to mess with anything. Yeah.
All right.
So in other words, subscribe to Whoopi's Patreon so Whoopi can get himself a nice mixer and play better sound effects. Pair it Whoopi's Warhead on every Monday night. At 7:30 Eastern Pacific Time in the Middle East.
Yeah.
You can catch our show.
Yeah.
Every week.
You can catch it every week. There's never been a set time, but now the set time seems to be around 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you're listening, It's usually on a day where there's not a show.
Next week we're doing it on Tuesday afternoon. Sometime around 1 o'clock.
Oh, I like that. I'd like to give a quick shout out to my patrons. Thank you to... And thank you to... They're all new. They're all new. Thank you to...
Welcome to JuniorAd.com.
Thank you to this one.
Input credit card info.
Thank you to... And thank you to all these patrons. If you're listening, you're listening live and it's the end of the show, unless someone wants to make a last call. Oh, Tiff, do you want to make a call? Or wait, are we wrapping it? Is it? It's my show. I
think this is it. I think this is it.
This is it? Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
You were listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. You still are. And we're going to do an outro. I totally picked something out. I did it. Oh, no, I did have something. You're wrapping up the show. Thank you for listening. It's rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm Whoopi, your host. It's Whoopi's Wardrobe. There was no theme tonight. We weren't calling any place in particular because it had a funny name. And we're out of here. We're going to skedaddle. We're going to go back to our lives as regular civilians.
Wait,
and citizens.
Were we... Oh, Whoopi.
What?
That's insane cultural appropriation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're banned.
Free LaFour.
Free my boy Whoopi. He ain't done nothing wrong.
I don't avow gang violence either, so I don't know anything about CBG or defending your friends. Good night.
Yeah,
good night.
I wasn't defending anybody.
It's an offensive friends.
Wait.
What? Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was a different song. A much, much, much more offensive song.
Oh.
A very offensive song.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good night. We have Discord. Good night, everyone.
Good night. I love you all. Happy all the time. I can't think and I'm feeling fine. Girl, put me in a situation.